Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Crispy and Hitman. Well, welcome to the Amazing Race Canada 5 recap for episode number 4, the fourth leg of the Amazing Race Canada. So, let's get right into it. And also, let's make a note. This is the 60th episode of Everything But Riley TV. I cannot believe it. 60 episodes now into this podcast. And I think I'm going to be breaking... I think pretty much in less than a year, I broke that same record as I did when I did the Entertainment Talk Show back on YouTube. I think I broke that same record just like that. I'm all for breaking a record. I'm sure I'm going to break 100 pretty quick, meaning less than, 5 years, 4 or 5 years to when I broke the last time. So you never know. Anyways, get right into it. Teams must go to Beijing, China, the Great Wall of China. Shabir said he's racing with people half his age. Sam and Paul Sam and Paul said that her position has changed almost every leg, and they also have been in the middle of the pack for most of the race. They would like to be in the front of, they like to be in the front of the pack, not in the middle anymore. They like to, move up to the front a bit more. So, teens, had to fly from Castlegar, British Columbia, to Vancouver, British Columbia, to find, the Cirorama Holiday Office, to pick up their package, which is like, it's just like a travel package. And then, they also get like a itinerary for their trip to Beijing. Also, they get a panda bear keychain, which is like a sign of diversity. So, teams, when they get to the... So, teams were flying to Beijing, China. When they get there, they will have to take a taxi cab to the Great Wall of China and search for the next clue. Corey and Ivana taxi cab was going so slow. Yeah, that's right. Corey and Ivana's taxi cab was going so damn, so bloody slow. I just couldn't believe it. The driver was taking his time. Now, that's not a good thing to have, is a slow taxi cab on the Amazing Race. You know, you're in a race. You tell them, hurry, please hurry. We're in a race for, well, in the U.S., we'll say $1 million, but up here is like, I think it's $250,000, I think. I think it's $250,000, I think, the prize for Amazing Race Canada, if I remember. But yeah, their cab was going slow. Their cab driver was driving slow. Cabs driving past them. They were just not, going very, very fast. So, and Andrea, and then teens must give a walking tour with important facts in English, French, and Mandarin. Adam and Andrea were there at first. They weren't up to the proper standards of a tour, so they had to do it again. Karen and Bert burst into a rap just to kind of remember the script, especially when you're in like TV, you have to kind of remember a script. I remember that being part of the Entertainment Talk Show for many years. I had to kind of memorize the script. I did have it with me in case, the way I did it was kind of like a news anchor, but they had to memorize it right from scratch. Now, Everything About Riley TV, obviously I do have the notes right in front of me, And I do look, I'm looking up right now as I'm talking to you guys on the podcast, but I do look down at my notes. I always have a notes right next to me in case I forget. But, you know, in this case, tour guides must, I guess tour guides, you have to really memorize the script. You must know what you have to say. And I guess over time you learn what the what you say each and every tour. Like, you memorize the whole entire script. Over time, you get familiarized with the script and whatnot. So, yeah, that's what Karen and Bert were doing. Ivana, Corey and Ivana were still on their way. Ebony and Andrea got it. And the teams must now go to the Canadian embassy for the to kind of break up the Canadian for a Canadian ball hockey game, to kind of break it up. I guess they also get they can drop the ball as well. So yeah, they can do that as well. So all right, so where was I? Zed and Shavir, we're done. So, and then Sam and Paul got it finished. Adam and Andrea finished, finally. Kenneth and Ryan were finished as well. So, all the teams quickly finished the challenge up at the Great Wall of China. They managed to finish it very, very, very quickly. So, Corey said they picked the worst cab driver in China. I guess they regret maybe picking that cab driver, possibly. Corey and Ivana were not up to the standards at the Great Wall of China for the tour on the Great Wall of China. Corey and Ivana were done, finally. They got it the second time around. Zed and Shavir, Andrea and Ebony got the clue. So detour, it was either on sync or on in line. So in sync, they must find the Ning Sync Auditorium, where they must kind of perform a synchronized dive. They must be kind of in unison, where they have to kind of be, they have to have almost perfect dives together in sync to get, you know what I mean, right? They have to have a score of 20 or more, and they will get the next clue. In line, teams must go to the Terrence, dress up in colorful costumes, and they must, you know, master the dance. Once they do that, they will get the next clue. Zed and Shamir did in sync. Andrea and Ebony did in sync as well. And then Adam and Andrea did in line. Sam said he has family members who do diving, like, I guess professionally. So there's a lot of pressure for him to, you know, do well. So Andrea is scared of heights, so, you know, doing the dance would be the better choice for them. Sam and Paul were doing in sync, obviously, as Rod's saying, Sam has family that does diving. Sam and Shamir only got 12 points. And then Andrea and Ebony practice. Kenneth and Ryan were going to do in sync. Karen and Bert were going to dance. Adam said he can't do it. Andrea said, stay positive. We can't do it. They'll go and dance. Zed and Shamir got 22. And they got the next clue. Teams must go to the, where was it? They must go. Okay, just a second here, guys. They must go to, teens must go to, where did they, oh man, now I just kind of completely sunk myself on the podcast already. They must go to the the Young Ting. Just a second here. We're on the fourth leg. Teams must go to the Ren Yi Tang to get their next clue. So, whoops. And now I'm knocking over my. So Adam and Andrea got it wrong. So they had to do it again. Ken and Bert were done. They're done. Tim and Paul got 13. And they had to do it again. Team Giver arrived. So, Andrea, you know, struggled and said it will take him forever. So, Ebony and Andrea decided to say, you know what? Let's switch it. We're going to switch. We're going to the other one. Roblox, wants to play doctor. So they have to kind of have to fill a prescription. They have to have 3 ingredients to the exact amount. And once they get that, they'll get the next clue. And they have to kind of also line up the symbols to the box so it's the proper ingredient. And then once they do that, then they have to do the proper amount. Then they'll get the next clue. And then keep on racing. So Shabir said he's going to do it. He said 300 to 400 boxes. Kenneth and Ryan got 19, so they're moving on. Sam and Paul got a big fat El Zippo zero. They just got a big zero. They really struggled with that. And of course, Team Giver laughing at them like, yeah, what the heck's wrong with you guys? Why did you, you know, mess up like that? So, Kenneth and Ryan finished. Bert and Karen got it wrong. Adam and Andrea didn't get the dance right, so they had to do it all over again. Sam and Paul got it on the second try. They got 8, 9, and 10, I think. They got about 25 points in total. Corey and Ivana got a 6, 6, and 6. Yeah, the devil's number, I know. 18, so it wasn't enough. They have to do it again. Karen and Bert finished. Sam was going to... I guess Sam and Paul finally got it. Sam said he was going to do it. Sam got one box, one ingredient. Sam also said he was going to do something else in school. And then he decided, you know what, he wants to help people. And I think he was doing science or something, or he was doing something with technology or something, but he wanted to help people, so he went to med school. He wants to go to med school, and he said he hopes he gets in to med school. He's waiting to find out if he, you know, makes it into medical school. And then, of course, Shabir got one ingredient. Corey and Ivana got 6, 7, and 6. 18, not enough. They had to do it again. And Ivana hurt her back, so she said it hurts. Of course, Corey was wondering if she will, you know, be able to continue on with this race. Kind of, you know, continue on with the jumping, detour. So they said, you know what, for the better bit of the back, they're going to switch the detour, and they are going to do dance. So Adam and Andrea finished, Abby and Andrea finished, Vanna back was still hurting, but you know, she said she's just going to not worry about her back, and she's just going to continue. And she's going to dance and not give up. They got it wrong. Adam said... Adam said he will do the roadblock. Ebony said he will do the roadblock. Sam had 2. Sam got it right. Teams must go to the Drum Tower Square, which is the access to... the main access to the northern part of Beijing. That's the pit stop for the leg of the race. The last team that arrives there may be eliminated. Xavier Dunn, Corey Ivana got it wrong. So they had to do it again. And then they got it right the fifth try. So obviously they didn't give up, you know. They did not give up. They kept on trying. They kept on trying and trying and trying. And, you know, they just didn't want to give up, which is good. So team number one was Sam and Paul. And they wanted to get up. First of all, I got to say, Sam and Paul wanted to get team number one, and they got team number one. They actually got team number one for once. They will be returning to Beijing, China. They'll be on a 15-day adventure in Beijing and also a cruise on the Yangtze. Team number two was Ed and Shabir. Adam was right. Corey was looking for... sorry. Corey... Was it Corey? Yeah, Corey was... I don't know. I think Corey said he was going to do the roadblock. Oh, sorry. Corey and Vanna got it. And then Corey said he's going to do the roadblock. Kenneth got it right. Team number three with Adam and Andrea. Karen and Bert were done. Corey got one box. Team number four was Kenneth and Ryan. Team number five was Karen and Bert. Corey got two. And then Corey got the last one. And then Ebony got the last one. So, again, once again, it was like a leg race to the end, to the pit stop this week. Once again, it was another leg race to the pit stop. Once again, it seems to be very close, which is good. That is very good that it is always like a leg race to the pit stop each and every week. And that's really great to hear that it's just a foot race, each and every week. So Corey and Ivana had to find a taxi cab, which obviously that takes more time. That kind of takes up a lot of their time, and they have to find it. Team number six was Corey and Ivana. Team number seven was Andrea and Ebony. And then it was actually a non-elimination leg this week, which is great to hear. John did not say anything about a speed bump. I don't know. Will there be a speed bump this week or not? Maybe. I think they have to do a speed bump, but John never mentioned that they will encounter a speed bump on this leg of the race. They have to do it quickly to get back and to keep on racing and hopefully not get eliminated. Don't know. I did not hear anything about speed bump. I was listening very diligently tonight when I was watching Amazing Race Canada 5. I was thinking, I don't know. Is there going to be a speed bump this week? Is there not going to be a speed bump this week? That is the biggest question. I don't know if there will be a speed bump this week whatsoever. So also John said they have to keep on racing. This is like a keep on racing week. So they have to keep on racing. Teams ahead of them are already gone. They're already on their way. So next week, teams will be... next week, they will have to go to three Asian cities. They're going to go to Shanghai, Bangkok as well. And there was one other city in China as well. And, of course, Thailand would be another... It is. Yeah. So they were at Beijing, Bangkok, and Thailand. Those are the three Asian cities they will be at. Also, there'll be a fast forward next week. I think that is the second fast forward of the season. If I'm correct, and I'm actually scrolling up as I'm saying it. I think there is. There was a fast forward. No, that's detour. I thought there was a fast forward. Leg one. That's what I thought. Leg one or two how to fast forward. I don't know. I don't remember if there was a fast forward. So I remember, I thought there was one. Maybe I was thinking the American Amazing Race. I don't know. Doesn't say fast forward. Fast forward is the little green symbol with the arrow. So that's the fast forward. I don't know. But I think that's the second. Usually Amazing Race has two fast forwards per season. Normally they do. So, but yeah, it is what it is. And yeah, it's great. It was a great episode. I think it was a great episode. It was interesting. It was very fast paced. I couldn't believe how fast this week went. This episode went so quick. Boom, boom, boom. Teams were done very quickly this week. There was no dilly-dallying around. They just, you know, they went very quick this week. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching or listening to this episode of Everything About Reality TV Podcast. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the feed on podcast.com. Tune in and iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web. And I'll see you guys for the BB19 recap on Friday this week. We're back to the Friday slot. And I'll see you guys then. Bye for now.